That's one of the things we have to wrestle with. We can account for differences, but then we have to account for similarities. If we account for similarities, we have to account for differences. That's the problem.
I know, like, in the assignment yesterday when we did comparisons between the two and the stories were the same, well, maybe they had the same stories that meant something to them, and there were parts of the stories that one author didn't agree with, and he changed words around. And there was one that this one agreed with, and he changed words around to fit like what he thought.
I think that's viable that they're sharing sources, perhaps. Okay.
I'm sorry, which one did you say was written first, Matthew?
We're not going into that at this point because I try to avoid some. Most people, when you go to classes, when you do anything, they will try to present to you the solution before they give you the problem, right? Before you have to digest the problem, they're going to give you the solution. Recognize this for the rest of your life because this will sap your ability to be free thinkers and to think for yourselves, right? If somebody tells you the solution before they tell you the problem, well, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think we should recognize what the problems are in general before we try to start looking for solutions. And, you know, if any of you are going to be able to think through this, I want you to have to kind of figure out which one you think is first. And then we can talk, we'll talk in two class periods about which one a lot of scholars think are first. But
then is it at all possible that maybe one guy read the other guy's and then used some creative license?
It's possible.
And that's what I was going to say was Mark, like, a reference.
Was Mark a reference for Matthew, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Or was Matthew a reference for Mark, perhaps? You know, these are questions.
The reason I say Mark is because when I already did the assignment, Matthew and Mark overlapped a lot, and Luke and Mark overlapped a lot, but Matthew and Luke didn't overlap.
That's really, really a good observation. And a couple of you made that in your papers, and you got major kudos for that. Because when you underlined, you should have started seeing a big pattern here. Matthew and Mark overlap. Mark and Luke overlap a lot. Matthew and Luke, not so much. There's a middle term there that's a common term between the other two. And this is something that will become more obvious when you read Luke, because Luke will look very different from Matthew especially, but then there's going to be places where he's still going to be verbatim from Mark. So, yeah.